Today I wanted to begin discussing the topic of Drisha v'Chakira. The Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis, as you know, tells us that really, perhaps we can assume the principle of Erev Parshios, and therefore, even in cases of Hodos v'Havos, we would require three Mumchim. However, because of the concern of Ne'ilas Delas, the Chachoim allowed us to rely on Hed Yodos, Shlotino Delas Bifnei Lohim. And where do we see this is true? The Gemara tells us, comparable to the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanina. After all, our Torah that Mikar Hadin Daraisa Echad Din Imamanos Echad Din Nefashos B'Drisha B'Chakira. After all, the Pasuk tells us, Mishpat Echad Yelochem. Mipnei Tam Amru that Din Imamanos Vobin and Drisha B'Chakira. Again, because of the concern of Nilas Delas Mipnei Lohim. So just as the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanina, we can suspend the need of Drisha B'Chakira, who had the name, we can argue the same thing is true when it comes to Mumchim as well. So this is what the Mishnah tells us later in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis Amalek, that Echad Din Imamanos, Echad Din Nefashos required Drisha V'Chakira, the Parsh of Drisha V'Chakira, Dvarim Yud Gimel, the Darashta V'Chakarta, the context is Din Nefashos. But the Torah tells us, V'Yikra Chavdalit, Mishpat Echad Yiyalachem, and therefore the Gemara assumes that Mikar Hadin, Drisha V'Chakir is necessary in both cases. We'll have to discuss throughout the Masechta which halachos do we apply Mishpat Echad Yelachem, to which halachos do we assume that no, that Din Mamonos and Din Fashos are distinct. We touched on it already in Tosus yesterday, Baba Kama Daf Kuv Zayin. When do you assume a Mematzinu? What is true of case A is true of case B? When do you assume that no, perhaps one cannot link the two halachos? Good? So yesterday we raised the following issue. What is the need for Drisha V'Chakira? Well, the Pasuk tells us, V'Darashta V'Chakarta. But to what extent is Drisha V'Chakira considered to be Me'ikar Gufo Shal Edus? To the extent that we should argue that without Drisha V'Chakira, the Edus is considered to be incomplete, and no Nigmara Edusan, until Bezdin has an opportunity for Drisha V'Chakira. That's one possibility. The Drisha V'Chakira is not something which is extrinsic, but rather it's an inherent part of the Gufo Shel Edus. After all, that without Zman and Makom, Edus is incomplete. Or perhaps one could argue very differently, that no, the Pasuk, Dvarim Yud Gimel, the Darashta V'Chakarta, there it is referring to a mitzvah hamuteles al Beis Din. It's a chovas al Beis Din. Just like, for example, there are many other halachos we will learn when it comes to Beis Din. When it comes to Din Nefashos, there's a halacha of Yitzilo Ha'eda, a mitzvah Tzatzalah. There's a halacha, for example, at times to be Hoseach B'Zchus, Hoseach Min Hatzad. Drisha V'Chakira is not considered to be Me'ikar Ha'edus, but rather these are Mishpatei HaBeis Din. This is considered to be part of the Chovas HaBeis Din. In turn, how do you understand the suggestion of our Gemara? Because of the concern of Ne'ilas Delas, we suspend the need of Drisha V'Chakira. According to the first approach, the Drisha V'Chakira is considered to be Me'ikar Ha'edus, so therefore this sounds like a very, very great Kiddush. And that is, whereas in order to have complete Edus, it's necessary to have Drisha V'Chakira, when it comes to areas of Dinei Mamonos, the Chachamim were satisfied with incomplete edus, based on the concern of Shlotino Delas, Bifnei Lohim. Or maybe one could argue that no, obviously the edus has to be independently complete, irrespective of whether you're dealing with Dinah Fashers or Dinah Mamonos. In terms of the mitzvahs, Hadayanim, Chovas Beis Din, there the Chachamim were Mafkia, the Chova, the mitzvah of Drisha V'Chakira, but the edus was not altered even on a level of Trabalim. These are two possibilities in understanding the need for Drisha V'Chakira. If you frame the Chakira in this fashion, whether it's considered to be Me'ikar Ha'edus or not, so therefore the language of the Rambam becomes very compelling. The Rambam Hilchos Edus, Perkala Pelochahei, the Rambam tells us, HaChakiros V'Hadrishos, Heim Hadvarim Shehein Ikar Ha'edus. No? The Rambam tells us, don't think that Drisha V'Chakira is somehow that which is extrinsic, independent, a mitzvah hamutelas al hadayanim. But no, that is Shehein Ikar Ha'edus. And the Rambam writes, V'hein Kavanas HaMaisa Shasa, included in this Kiddush is, number one, Kavanas HaMaisa, description of the act that the Edom are testifying to. And furthermore, Kivon HaZman v'Kivon HaMakom, and knowing where and when it occurs. The Rambam equates the issue of Zman and Makom with Kavanas HaMaisa. If I were to ask you, why is it necessary for the Edom to relate what occurred? And why is it necessary for the Dayanim to ensure that that is accurate? You're going to tell me that that's a separate halacha? That's the Gufo Shel Edus, Kavanas HaMaisa. The Rambam writes that Hu HaDinami when it comes to Zman and Makom. That is not simply Midine Chobas HaDayanim, but rather that is considered to be, as the Rambam uses the phrase, Shehein Ikar HaEdus. Good? And the Rambam writes, after all, we'll see this later in the shir, Shebehem Yuzmu HaEdim. Without Zman and Makom, there's no possibility whatsoever of Hazama. And we know that one of the definitions of Edus is Edus HaTayachal Hazima. You must have that possibility of Hazama. The Rambam writes, She'ein ono yachom lahazim ha'edim ad she'chavnu hazman and makom. If they don't tell you where and when, so how can you argue? Imanu ha'isim. Good, that the Rambam indicates, right, demonstrates clearly that this is considered to be me'ikar ha'edus. Bear this Rambam in mind, very important. Number one, determine the Rambam ikar ha'edus. Number two, the equation of the Rambam of Kavanas HaMaisa with Zman and Makom. And number three, the Rambam writes, because without this, you will never have the possibility of Hazama. All those point to the first possibility in our Chakira, that this is considered to be Megufo Shel Edus, that Lo Nigmara Edusam, until you have Jerisha V'Chakira. Good. This is even indicated from other halachos in the Rambam as well. I wanted you to see the Rambam of Zmal V'Velovet, Perak Yud Zayin Halachotes. The Rambam writes the following issue. Let's assume, for example, there wasn't Jerisha V'Chakira. Does that mean that even B'di'eved, the Edus is meaningless? Or perhaps one could argue that maybe the Edus can survive the lack of Jerisha V'Chakira? The Rambam writes the following Chiddush. What happens if you have a shtar she'ein bo zman? The Rambam writes that that shtar is considered to be a shtar, which is kosher. And the Rambam adds that afa peisha idazu enatayachal hazima. How can that be? It's not subject to hazama if there's no date in the shtar. Right, bear this in mind as well. We'll discuss this at the end of this year. Is there a requirement of edushatayachal hazima when it comes to shtar? We pointed out in the past, in the earlier shiurim, we spoke about the shtar of the bir hadavar, shtar of the kiyum hadavar, that there's a separate chaloshem of shtar. Shtar is not just simply considered to be edus v'chsav. You can't have edus v'chsav. That's the pasuk of mipihem, v'lomi p'chsavam. Good? Shtar is a completely separate cheftz. It's not just simply that there are two forms of edus, one which is v'chsav, one which is v'afeh. The pasuk says mipihem v'lomi p'chsavam. Is there a requirement of Edush HaTayachal HaZima when it comes to shtar? To discuss that. But the Rambam writes, you have a shtar, she'ein bo zman klal. There's no possibility of Hazama whatsoever. Nonetheless, the Rambam writes, the shtar is considered to be a shtar kasher. Why is that true? Why is that shtar kasher? The Rambam writes, after all, because of our Gemara. Our Gemara tells us, when it comes to dinim amanos, ein medaftik in bedinim amanos bedrish v'chakira. Right? That's our takana, our sugya. There's no need for Jewish v'chakira. After all, that's the takana of ni'ilas deles, shlotino deles, bifelohi. So the Rambam writes that because of the takana of our sugya, kedei shlotino deles bifelohi, that's why the shtar is considered to be a shtar which is kosher. Good? Why is this Rambam very important and relevant for our discussion? It's clear, according to the Rambam, that if not for the concern of ni'ilas deles, you would require Jerisha V'Chakira, obviously. But the second Chiddush, and if you wouldn't have Jerisha V'Chakira, the shtar would be a shtar pasul. Why is it that the shtar is kosher? The Rambam does not say it's kosher because that even without Jerisha V'Chakira, push comes to shove, we will accept this as Edus. The Rambam writes that in principle, without Jerisha V'Chakira, pasul. And therefore, if you have a shtar she'ein bo zman, a shtar is posel mikar hadin. Because the requirement of yachal hazim applies not only to edus, it applies to shtar as well. The only reason that it's kosher is because of the takanda of Nilas Deles. What does Nilas Deles mean? That we allow that which otherwise would be absolute posel edus, incomplete edus, lo nigmar edusam, to be admissible. Now, that follows very nicely. That Rambam, Paragalef, Lachayev, Pilchus Edus, that Jerishus v'chatiros, Zman in Makom, is Ikar Edus. And the Rambam writes that it's Debra Pashu. Without it, there is nothing. And if we assume that Ishtar, She'ein Bo Zman is Kasher, it's only Nishum HaTakana. Maybe one could have argued that good Jerishus v'chatiros is a Chovas Bezdin, but if that does not exist, so good. Bezdin has not fully assumed their responsibility, but does that mean that Edus is considered to be Kinshein Odami? The Rambam writes absolutely yes. That fits in very nicely with the Rambam's description of Ikar HaEdus. Then there is even a further Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Edus, Paragimah Halacha Hei, we know that there is a halacha, that Kevin Shehi'id, Shuvei Nachoz Romagia, Edim come to Bezdin and they testify. Good. When the Edus is complete, they can no longer alter their testimony. They cannot back and say, well, you know, I said this, but the fact is, this happened, not as I had mentioned. Kevon shehikid shuven achoz romakid. Good. When does that halacha kick in? When do we assume that, no, it's too late? You can't alter the Edus which you gave. Haven she give shuvin a chozer magid. So the Rambam writes of Chosedus Gimel Hay the following chiddush: Kol aid shenechkra edusam bebezdin drisha bechakira ben bedina mamanos ben bedina poshos eino yachal atzma. Wow, that's a very great chiddush the Rambam writes. When do we assume this halacha kicks in? Right. The clear mashmos of the Rambam is that if one testifies, but as of yet it was not subject to drisha v'chakira, it is possible for an aid to alter his testimony, because after all, lo nigmar edusam. The Rambam writes at shenechkra edusam. That's the chiddush. No, that again fits in very well with the Rambam shita, that lo nigmar edusam. Unless there is drisha v'chakira, drisha v'chakira is zman and makom is considered to be part of the ikar ha'idus. This is what the Sma writes in Chosh Mishpat and Simen Chotes in Sivkatan Aleph, and the Nesivus in the very beginning of Simen Chotes comments that this is not at all a davar poshut. The Nesivus quotes the Tumim, where the Tumim is Medayik from Tosus, the Tosus is from Sochim, and the Akir Aleph Medeis, Divra Maskel Zeh, that this is not true whatsoever. The Edim cannot alter in any shape or form their Edus once they testify, even prior to Drisha V'Chakir. That the Tum points out is pretty clear in Tosus. This Chiddush of the Rambam, Ad Shenechkra Edusim Bebezdin, Lachor again is l'shitasim of the Rambam's chiddush, the equation of zman in makom with kavanas hamaisa, ikar ha'edus, posel b'di'eved, and therefore, as long as the edus is incomplete, we don't assume shuvein achoz romagid. Even a further Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chavtes. Here the Rambam discusses. Right, the sugya is in the second half of Maseches Yevamos, beginning with the 10th parak Yisharaba. Normally speaking, to determine whether a woman is an Eishasish or whether she is not, that we consider a Dabar Sheberva. And that requires two Eidim. Ein Dabar Sheberva Pachos Mishnayim. Let's assume a woman is known to be an Eishasish. And all of a sudden now, she wants to remarry. In order to demonstrate her status now is no longer an Eishasish. She's an almana, she's a grusha. Don't require eidim. Ein davar shebachos mishnayim. We have reason to believe that meis balei, that her husband has died and now she is an almana. Lechora we should require, right, two eidim ksherim in order to verify that that is true. Good? And the halacha is that Shnei Edim Ksherim are not always necessary. Right? If others will come forward, even if it's not Shnei Edim Ksherim, in order to affirm, to assert that Meis Balech, they have a degree of Nemon. It's a very great Kiddush. What we would have considered to be a classic case of Ein Darash HaPachas Mishnayim, that no, right, we allow a single aid, we allow even Eidus Isha, we allow an Eved, a Shivcha, a Goy who's Mesiach Lefitumo, for Al-Pedin what is called Eidus Isha, in order to determine that she is Muteris Lashuk, Meis Vailach, she is no longer considered to be an Eishes Isha. Very great piece. How can this be? That Rambam, at the very end of Hilchos Gerushin, mentions the following, that this is something which is termed a Milsa Davida Leguye, and Lo Meshaker Beinshin. Right? Whether a husband is alive or not is going to obviously become apparent. No? Someone is going to testify that the husband has died, and all of a sudden, Baharu Baraglo, the husband shows up. And what happens if the husband shows up and a woman remarries? The stakes are so high. No? She's forbidden to her first husband, forbidden to the second husband, the children are mamazerim. No? The Gemara says the stakes are so high, and it's a milsa davida l'gluye. Lo meshakri b'inshin. Good. That's what Mukhi Yosef calls hanan sa'ade. Sometimes Bezin has the right to say that we can affirm that this is the truth. No, we know that that's the case. There's yidiyah. Right? A milsa davida l'gluye lo meshakri b'inshin. And the Rambam writes another factor, that mishumi guna yikile b'rabana. The Chachamim were willing to apply these principles, because if not, you can have terrible situations of iguna. Right? Even because of the concern of Yishum iguna, the mechanism has to work. The mechanism is Milsa Davida Gluye. The mechanism is Ika Daiko Minsava. No? So the Rambam writes, when it comes to Eidos Isha, we are going to allow that which otherwise is considered to be inadmissible Eidos. So the Rambam writes the following, Va'al yikshe b'necha, don't be troubled by the fact, She'itiru chachamim ha'erva chamura, that the chachamim allow what otherwise you would think is mamish, a davar shebev, that requires shnayim, without edus. For example, the Rambam writes, with edus isha, or an eved, or a shivcha, or the Rambam writes, a goyu is misiyat lefitumo, or aid me pi aid, I don't know, but I heard someone else verify that the husband has died. Or mi pi haksav, or even if it's something which al-pidin is not aidus at all, mi pi impla pi ksavam, but based on a written testimony that is considered to be sufficient. And then the Rambam adds, uvelo drishu v'chakira. No? Or I'll give you another example of that which is comparable to these cases, not edus at all, that we allow when it comes to Darash HaBerva. What happens? Mamashidim come to Bezdin, and Bezdin just accepts what they say without being Darash Mechoker. What right do we have to allow these cases? The Rambam says the principle of Milsa Davida L'Gluye, the concept of Yishum Iguna Kiler Ve'Abanan. This also is the Chiddush in Rambam. Now, the Rambam equates Li Drisha V'Chakira to Isha, Eved, Shivcha, Eid Mipiyed. In the Hakdamash here we mentioned the Chiddush of the Ravid, for example. Nimsech of Karl Apostle and Yusuf Mateva. We distinguish it is the Bira Dabra, it is the Kima Dabra. He pointed out that Chiddush, the Tzivus, and the Lamed Vav, very relevant to the sugi we'll see sent here in Dav Tes and Dav Yud. These cases, Isha, Eved, Shivcha, Goy, that's not even called Posel Eidus. No, that is not Eidus whatsoever. It doesn't even have a Chaloshim Eid. No? When it comes to Eidus, that is Mipsul, we apply the principle of Nimsech Ar Krol Posel Nusim Tzema. There are certain cases that we don't assume that's true. It doesn't even reach the level of Eidus at all. And what are those examples? Cheresh, Shoto, Katan, Eved, Isha, Akum, Baldavar, no? And the Rambam adds in his list, Lo Drisha V'Chakira, no? That's an example, right, of that which lacks the Chaloshim Eidus entirely. Yeah, that's exactly the Chiddush of the Rambam. Paragala Filafehe, Hadrishos V'Chakira, same Hadvarm Shein, Ikar HaEidus. And therefore, Inachinami, the same halacha one must rely on, milsad avidu gulay lamashaka beinshay mitoch chomer shechamarta v'sofa isha daiko minsim. That is necessary not only to justify the allowance of isha evet akum shivcha, but also to explain how we can simply do away with the need for drisha v'chakira, not just simply a mitzvah mutelas al habezdin, but rather part of the ikar ha'idus. In fact, the Muki Yosef, later in Sanhedrin, and of Yudamid Beis and Dafi Harif, writes as well that a get is considered to be a get kosher, afilo ein bo zman, and a shtar kedushin is considered to be a shtar kosher even if ein bo zman. Why is that true? After all, because Muki Yosef applies our principle of ne'ilas delis to those cases as well. Right? Literally, our Gemara says shlo tino delis bifnei lovin. But does it only apply to a case of halvas? You'll see the Tosus Nav Gimel. Now we certainly expand the takana beyond simply shlo tino delis bifnei lovin. So Muki Yosef writes that mishum ha-takana, you don't require drisha v'chakira in a get or in a case of mekadesh b'shtar, and therefore a shtar she'in bo zman, whether it's a get or a shtar kedushin, is considered that which is kosher. And why is that true? How can you allow the shtar to be used if there is no drisha v'chakira and ein bo zman? You know what Muki Yosef writes? This is a further example of kol de mekadesh adai to the rabban mekadesh vafkin the rabban lekadoshimine. The sig we discussed at length in Suvas and Daf Gimel, because after all, kadosh most of Yisrael, the chachamim, right, can create or suspend issues because kol de mekadesh adai to the rabban mekadesh. Good, clear again the Muki Yosef, as we saw in the Rambam. Without this halacha of kol de mekadesh vafkin the rabban lekadoshimine, this would be a shtar posel. Because zman, as drisha v'chakira, is considered to be part of the chevzah shel shtar, part of the gufo shel edus, to the extent that, of course, b'di'evid, it would be absolutely possible, if not for some other principles such as kol d'mekadesh or afkinu rabbanu l'kedushim. This issue, right, to what extent, as we see clearly in the Rambam Shita, drisha v'chakira, right, is migufo shaledus as opposed to simply a chovas bezdin, perhaps is reflected in the following machlokas Rishon. Rashbam writes in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Yadavin, this we'll discuss in later sugyas at length as well, din is bayon and not balayla. Mishpat is only bayon. We discussed in an earlier shir, does that extend to Irishin? What about Eidos? What happens if one gives Eidos Balayla? Is that considered to be legitimate Eidos, or is that not? So the Rashbam, Balbasra Kukyadal Vidalef, writes the very great Kiddush that Bezdin She'idu Lifneihem Eidos Balayla Eidus Gemurahi, and the Yecholin Lodun Machar Bayom. You can have Kabbalah Sa'idus Balayla. Din will be carried out the next morning. The Ramban adds in the Chudushi Ramban, Babasra Kufyadal Ramaskil Ve'ema, that you see, even according to the view of the Rashbam, that Eidus is Ksheira Balayla, but not Din. Mishpat requires Yom. Mishpat Din is possible Balayla. The Chiddush, the Rashbam, is not true when it comes to Kabbalah Seidus. When we get to the sugyas of Kiddush HaChodesh, we'll have to discuss this at length. To what extent the Dieved, Mishpat, is not binding Balayla? So the Rashbam makes that distinction. Edus Balaylas Edus Gemurahi. Mashen came when it comes to din. Din itself is pasul b'alayim. The rush, and that's sugya. Baba Basra, Perenches, Simin Gimel quotes the sheet of the Rashbam that you can have Kabbalah sa Eidus Balaiva and it's considered to be Eidus Gimel, and writes that it's not true at all. The Rosh says that it's against the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah insists that Kabbalah Seidus is possible Laila, only by Yom Nap Laila. How can the Rashbam say Kabbalah Seidus is Afilu Balaila and Eidus Gemurahi? The Rosh writes it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is explicit. Kabbalah Seidus possible Balaila. That's what the Rosh writes. What Gemara does the Rosh refer you to? Rosh Hashanah Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Now sometimes, right, it's good to look up the Gemara that Rosh Hashanah quote. No? Right? No shortcuts. Take a look at that Gemara. Rosh Hashanah Chaf Hei Amud Beis. No? What is the Gemara saying? Kabbalas ha'edus posu balayla. Edus is only bayom, and not balayla. You know what the Gemara says? No. Chakiras ha'edin. Is tchilas din. When Bezdin is Doresh V'choker, that is called Din. And Din, Mishpat, Beis David, Din Levoker Mishpat, is only Bayom, not Balayla. That's the sugya, Kiddush HaKodesh. What happens if the Edom come at the tail end of the day? Right? What can occur Bayom? What can occur Balayla? That's a fascinating chakir. We'll have to discuss with this again, Kiddush HaKodesh. The fact that Kiddush HaKodesh is only by Yom and not by Laila. Is that only because Kiddush HaKodesh is Ayyidei Bezdin? And Mishpat is only by Yom and not by Laila? Or is that a unique halach of Kiddush HaKodesh, irrespective of Mishpat generally? The context of the Gemara, of course, Kiddush HaKodesh. The Gemara says, Chakiras Ha'edin is only by Yom and not by Laila. The Rosh tells us, the Gemara says, that Eidus is only by Yom and not by Laila. So how can the Rashbam say that Eidus is even by Laila? But once you see the Rosh and you see the Gemara, then one could argue very simply. The Gemara says, Drisha v'chakira is only by Yom. Does that mean that Eidus is only by Yom? That l'chora should depend on this issue. Is drisha v'chakira midine edus? Or is drisha v'chakira mishpat din chovas hadayanim? Mishpat, everyone agrees. Beis David, din alaboker, mishpat is yom na'balayla. Yet the Gemara says, chakira sa'edim is only bayom. You know what the chidush of the Rashbam is? That of course drisha v'chakira is only bayom. Because drisha v'chakira is considered to be mishpat. However, when it comes to edus, edus can even be balayla. Let's assume, for example, dina mamas doesn't require drisha v'chakira. So you can have edus balayla and v'yicholim loved on the machar bayom. And Bezin will convene in the morning and issue the psak halacha. Aye, the Gemara says, Eidus is only Bayom. No, Chakira Sa'edim is Tekhilas Din, which is only Bayom. What Pashim Shad is the Chiddush of the Rashbam? One cannot equate Chakira Sa'edim to Kabbalah Sa'edus. Why is that true? This the Chora fits in well with the second approach, that Drisha B'Chakira is not Midine Eidus, but rather, midine mishpat, mishpite hadayanim, chovas habezdin, and therefore there is no stira whatsoever to argue that Kabbalah Seidus is balayla and Drisha v'chakira is miyom. And if you have a case of Eidus that doesn't require Drisha v'chakira, so the Eidus can be balayla. And even a case that requires Jewish Bechakira, Bezdin can at least hear the Eidim Balayla, and they'll reconvene for the Jewish Bechakira that will occur by Yom. What allowed the rush to make that either small or giant leap? If the Gemara says Chakira Sa'edim is Tchilas Din, to argue is the Devar Pasht that Kabbalah Sa'edus is Pasul Balayla, I Pashub Shab the sheet of the Rus as the sheet of the Rambam. Now the Drish of Chakira is not me Dine Bezdin, this is me Gufo Shal'edus. And therefore, Edus requires Yom and not Laila, and that applies not only to the Haggadah, but even to the Drish of Chakira. And therefore, how can the Rashbam argue that you can have Kabbalah Seidus Balayla? Perhaps this machlokis, the Rash and the Rashbam, right, is in fact our Chakira regarding the Drisha of Chakira. And perhaps that also could be the sheet of Tosus himself, that we mentioned earlier, that applies the principle of Kevin Shigit Shubana Foser Magid once the Eidus is complete, even though the Rishi Bechakira did not yet occur. This last point of the linkage of Rashbam and the Rosh with this Chakira, this is what is found in Mishnah Siavetz, and Jolti writes in Choshe Mishpah, and Simen Yudah. This issue, to what extent Zman, Malkom, Dvisha, Vechakir is considered to be Migufo Shalevus, is also discussed in the Beis Alev. This is found in Chelet Gimel of Beis Alev in Simen Vav. It begins with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a little bit later, Daf Mem Aleph Mabez, where the Gemara raises a very basic question. Why is there a difference between drishos and chakiros as opposed to what we call bedikos? All of them are necessary daraisa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes psukim for the need of drisha v'chakira and also for bedikos. As we know that essentially drisha v'chakira involves zman and makom, the bedikos will deal with what we would generally term, we'll have to go through it more rigorously, we'll see soon in the sugyas, right, the unessential details of the case at hand. If a person, let's say, testifies there was a meiser etzicha, right, bedikos will involve my questions Besson will ask, they're not essential for the act of Ritzicha, but more secondary detail. If I will say, describe certain details of what in fact the Ritzeach was wearing, that's not directly germane to the Maiser Ritzicha, that is not Zman and Makom, the Dikos. The Gemara tells us both are necessary. Besson has to concern himself with Drisha v'Chakira, but also with the defense. But the Gemara tells us, Sanhedrin Ma'alf and Bay, is that there is a fundamental difference. Ma ben chakiros the bedikos. When it comes to chakiros, what happens if Echad Omer Eini Yodea? Then Edusin Betela. What happens when it comes to bedikos? It's not that there's a hachash of the bedikos. Bezdin asks, what type of shoes was the Rotzeach wearing? And one eight swears he was wearing this type of shoe, swears wearing another type of shoe. That's a hachash and bedikos. Hachash and bedikos is not going to be good in cases of din nefashos. We'll have to discuss. We'll see the Tosus later regarding din amanos. But what happens if eight says any of them? I don't call. I didn't know this. What you're asking me in the case of a bedika. So when it comes to bedikos, echad omer any of them, afilu shnayim are in a yodim. Hey, do some kayemes. We're not going to allow hachashim bedikos. We'll have to see why. But any odeya is a legitimate response. So the Gemara asked it, what do you mean? Michte idi ve'idi daraisa. The Gemara quotes psukim for drishus and chakiros, but also hine emes nachon hadava regarding bedikos. So therefore, why when it comes to chakiros do we assume any odeya is illegitimate edusin b'teilo? Not when it comes to cases of edikos. So the Gemara answer is follows. Hachi hashta. Regarding chakiros, echad amar any odeya edusin b'teilo. Why is that true? Dahavi le edus she'iyah tayachol lahazima. There is no possibility of hazama with an answer of any odeya. I say where, I say when. It says I don't know. How can there be a possibility of hazama? It didn't come forward and saying, "Yimana yisem." Where and when? When it comes to bedikos, even if you say any odeya, it is still al pidin considered to be eidus shatiyachol hazima, and therefore edusin kayemis. So the Gemara links the need for drisha v'chakira with eidus shatiyachol hazima. And the reason that any odeya is sufficient when it comes to bedikos is because even a tanis any odeya, it is still considered to be edus shatiyachol hazima. So this is a very important chiddush the Gemara has. Now, the Gemara links drisha v'chakira with the issue of edus shatiyachol hazima. This linkage gives rise to great chidushim in the Note of Yehuda. And this is the theme of that piece in the Beis Aleinu. The Note of Yehuda is found in Madura Kama, Evan Ha'ezer, Simen Nun Zayin, Simen Nun Ches, and Simen Ayin Beis. In all three, the Note of Yehuda writes an incredible chidush. The Gemara writes that the essential nature of drisha v'chakira is a function of edus shatiyachol hazima. And therefore, the Note of Yehuda writes the following chiddush. If there exists edus, that there is no requirement of edus shatiyachol hazima, so therefore, there's no requirement of drisha v'chakira, and even if Edom will say they absolutely are unaware of zman and makom, that is considered to be edus kshir. Again, the Gemara writes, why are drisha v'chakira so essential? It's a function of edus yatiyachol hazima. So if there exists forms of edus where we don't require edus yatiyachol hazima, the Note of Yehuda writes that a kind of any odeya is legitimate, and drishas and chakiros are comparable to bedikos. Now, you can't have a stira. One aid can't say it happened on Wednesday, the other aid says it happened on Sunday. But if they have no idea as when it occurred, it's only a problem of edus shatiyachol hazima. Very great chiddush. No? So Note of Yehuda writes now chiddush al gabe chiddush. When it comes to, for example, Eidei Kedushin, or when it comes to Eidei Znus, people come forward and say that this is an Eidei Shizinsa, or in a case of Eidei Kedushin is mentioned, is that Eidei Shatayochol Hazima? The Note of Yehuda assumes also difficulty. No. There's no need in those cases for Eidus Shatiyachol Hazima. What does Eidus Shatiyachol Hazima mean? Kasha Zama. A person has difficulty, you know, finding a proper shidduch. And so he'll be made that someone is married. She's an Eishes Ish. So, Kasha Zama, he's married. Right? That's true? Of course not. One cannot impose Kasha Zama. No? So the Note of Yehuda writes the following chiddush. When it comes to Eidei Kedushin, there's no requirement of Eidus Shatiyachol Hazima, in which case there's no requirement of Drisha V'Chakir, in which case, if the Eidim will say, we're not sure where and when, that is Eidus Haksherim in HaTorah. Very great chiddush. There, Drisha V'Chakir is sort of comparable to Bedikos. That's chiddush number one of the Note of Yehuda. Chiddush number two of the Note of Yehuda, Simen Ayin Beis. The The Shach writes the following chiddush in our sugya. This Shach is found in Simen Lamed Gimel, Sivkatan Tezayin, the massive Shach. Right, this chiddush that I'm telling you is in the middle of the inner Kama. Okay, it's very long. The Shach. Good. The Shach writes the following chiddush. Even if you don't require drishus v'chakiros, har gemara, dine mamalol shel tinodolos bifnei lovin, there's no need for drishus v'chakira. But what happens if, for whatever reason, the bezdin is dorish v'chokin? What happens if they ask? Har gemara says there's no need to ask shel tinodolos bifnei lovin. What happens if the bezdin does so? They have a right to do so. One could envision cases, let's assume it's a din maruma as an example. There's something that doesn't sit right with the dayanim. Now these guys are coming, they testify, there's no need for drisha v'chakira. Right, but the person has reason to believe that somehow, right, they aid them or not, emes nachon hadavar. If they were to be dorish v'chokin, and the aid would respond by saying, eni yodea, the Shach writes, Eidusim B'Teilo. The Takan of our Gemara is not to insist on Drisha V'Chakira. But if for whatever reason Drisha V'Chakira should occur, and the response is, Eini Yodea, certainly Eidusim B'Teilo. Our Takan Rabbi Hanina didn't wipe off Drisha V'Chakira entirely. There's no Chalal Shem, it's not Tophes. It just suspended the need for Drisha V'Chakira. This Chiddush of Shach could work on either side of our Chakir, no? There's no need for Drisha V'Chakir, that means the Chum will allow what otherwise are incomplete Eidos, but if they incorporate into their Eidos this fact, it has to be accurate. I can't just simply say any Yodeya. Or, Yichovas HaBezdin. Bezdin is not required to be Dorish V'Chokir, but if they do, of course it's Tophes, and therefore any Yodeya is illegitimate. That's what the Shach means. Good. So Nogbid writes a further Chiddush. This is only true in Dine Mamonos. And Dine Mamonos require Eidos Shati Yochel HaHazima. Of course, no? And we require Drisha V'Chakira. Our Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, suspended that halacha. Even though it's suspended, it's not necessary, but it's meaningful. It's Chal, it's Tophes. But unbelievable, Nogbid writes. But in cases of Eidei Kedushin, as an example, where there's no need for Eidos Shatiyach al-Hazima because Kasha Zaman is impossible, even if Bezin were to be Dorish V'Chokin, and the Eidei would respond and say, Eini Yodea, Eidusim Kayemes, because Drisha V'Chakira is solely a function of Eidos Shatiyach al-Hazima. So in Mamonos, in principle, it's needed, but Midrabanan suspended. But if they say Eini Yodea, Eidusim B'Teilo, the Shach. In Eidei Kedushin, there's no meaning to the Drisha V'Chakir, and even if they'll assume Eini Yodea, Dino Kevedikos. So, that's the great Kedushin of No Dabino. So the Beis Halei, Bichel, Gimel, Simen, Vav, right, the text is no to be Yehuda on three different days. Number one is the following. The Beis Halei, he points out the halach of Eidos Shatiyach al-Hazima is comprised of two separate halachas. This will be very important for the sugya of Hazama, right, that we're going to have quite soon, in cases of Motzi Shema, and Abches. Very important for very big in Maseches Makos as well. The halacha of Eidos Shatiyach al-Hazima expressed itself in two dinim. Halacha number one is the following. That Eidos has to be nitan l'hakasha. Now it means that the Eidos must be subject to contradiction. Lahakhisha yidei hazama. Imam ha'isen. If you don't say where and when, that's called Eidus Shiat Yaf Lahazima. Number two, a second halacha of Eidus Shiat Yaf Lahazima is in terms of the fulfillment, the kiyum of the chiyu kashazama, enforcing the onesh for hazama. There are two different halachos of Eidus Shiat Yaf Lahazima. Number one, lahachisha de hazama. Number two is implementing kashazama. And these two halachos do not necessarily go hand in hand. For example, a further chiddush of the Shach. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Lamed Ches, Sif Katan Beis, the whole Simen is just one Sif. This is the Shach. We got a lengthy Shach toward the very end of the Simen. Quotes the view, the Balamor. Balama writes, when it comes to a shtar hakosavozman, the shtar says, on this day we the Edom affirm, anan sahande, this is what occurred. And all of a sudden, Adam comes and says, it's not true. What do you mean? They signed it on this day. They witnessed. Imanoisen. They were with us on that day. So the Balamor writes the following Kiddush. That Ein Misham Mama. There's no onish of Kasha Zama. Why is that true? Balamor writes the following Kiddush because the Chiyuv of Kasha Zama is a Kiddushu. And ein lechaba ala chidusha. Hazam is a chidush. That's what the Gemara is going to tell us. We'll see later in Sanhedrin. No. Normally, in a case of hachasha, what do? Throw off or eidim. All of a sudden, here you believe two, and you dismiss the other two. Why don't we treat it as a trey or trey? And furthermore, whether that's a chidush or not, we'll have to discuss. Certainly the onesh of Kasha Zaman is quite unique. The Balamor writes, Chidushu, Ein Lechabo Ele Chidusha, and therefore it is limited to Eidus Balpeh. It does not apply to Shtar. So the Shach writes just simply the following Ha'ara. This Balamor that writes, that Hazam is only kishihidu al peh, below the shtar. What does this mean? So the Shach writes, it's the Raposhut. Of course the Balamor would be modeh, that the Edom are considered to be Edom psulim, and the shtar is considered to be a shtar which is pasul. A shtar does not have the halacha of Eidus Shiat Yaf Lahazima in terms of the second halacha, the implementation of Kasha Zama. But the fact that a shtar has to include Zman, and has to be complete, and has to be subject to contradiction, and if it is contradicted, the shtar is basal. Of course that applies even to shtar as well. We discussed earlier, no? The Rambam writes it doesn't apply to a shtar mamon of Bozman because of the takkan of our Gemara. But Mikar Hadin, of course Zman is necessary in shtar. Otherwise, it's not subject to any possibility of Hazama. Either Balamor writes when it comes to shtar there's no need for Hazama. No. Right? Shtar is excluded from Halacha 2 of Kasha Zama. Not excluded from Halacha 1. Good. The Beis Halevi writes, do the same thing when it comes to Nota B'Yuda. Even if you'll come up with cases of Avis, where one cannot enforce kasha zama in a case of Eidei Kedushin. You're testifying she's married, she's not married. So what's the kasha zama? Therefore, you are married, you're not married. Certainly not. You're testifying woman is forbidden to her husband. There's a kasha zama now. Your wife becomes forbidden to you. Certainly not. They say, Levi writes very simply, even cases where one cannot enforce kasha zama, but the primary requirement of Eidei Shalti Yachal HaZimo, halacha number one, Zman, Makom, complete Eidus, Nitana, Chashul HaZama, that certainly applies in those cases as well. And therefore, even when it comes to Eidei Kedushin, there's a requirement of Eidei Shalti Yachal HaZima, even though you can't impose kasha zama. That's one objection to the Beis Halevi. Two halachos of Eidei Shalti Yachal HaZima. The first is universal. The second, one could envision cases where the principle does not apply, shtar, maybe any kedushin. Number two, the Beis Halevi points out against an Odeh B'Yehuda, is who says in cases of Eidei Nusar, Eidei Kedushin, there's no kasha zama. Of course there's kasha zama. The kasha zama does not mean that you are married, or you're divorced, or your wife is forbidden to you or permitted to you. What happens in cases where the exact onish cannot be administered because it does not make sense? I testify this kohen is a kohen pasul, so I, Yisrael, become a kohen pasul? Certainly not. But the first mission of Maseches Makos tells us, Lokin, you get Malkus. And the first Tosus in Maseches Makos points out that at times, you have to go through that first Tosus, the Chiyuv Malkus al Pidin is called Kasha Zama. That's Tosus Asterim, no? When do we assume the Malkus that you get in lieu of Kasha Zama is a kim of kasha zamam? When do we assume that no, that's a separate independent onesh for edu sheker, but it doesn't meet the requirement of kasha zamam? No, that's the theme of the first osus. Maseches Makos? No. So in a case of Eidei Kedushin, of course there's a possibility of mamish kasha zamam. Why? Because if they are proven to be zalmin, they will get Malkus Daraisa, and Malkus Daraisa is a kim of kasha zama. That's a separate injection based labor. Number one, they get kasha zama. Number two, even if they don't get kasha zama, Tosus says sometimes Malkus is not called kasha zama. No? Tosus writes the following chiddush: if the Eidim were attempting to take someone's life, and all the Eidim are going to get is Malkus, how can you argue that Malkus is called kasha zama? They were trying to kill someone, and they're going to get Malkus. Those onshin are not parallel. You can't call that kasha zama. But the Beis Halevi points out that doesn't mean that that's called Eidei Shalti Yachal HaZima, because the first base tier of kasha zama still applies, that it's nitan l'chashul hazama. Those are the first two arguments of the Beis Halevi. Beautiful. Then the other objection of the Beis Halevi, and that relates to our Gemara, to our Sugya, to our Chakira. Beis Halevi writes, you can understand the Rishi v'Chakir in one of two ways. Ikar Ha'idus, doesn't quote all the Marmakamos, Ikar Ha'idus, or no, a mitzvah miyuchedus al ha-bezdin, comparable to the need of Bezdin to be poteach b'schus, to be poseach min hatzad. There's a lot of detail in terms of how Bezdin convenes and carries out the Din Torah. But the Kiyum Ha'idus is not dependent on Rishi v'Chakira. L'may nafkamin. Whether Rishi v'Chakira is me'ikar Ha'idus, or whether it is not. We gave a lot of nafkamins, no? The Beis Halevi writes the following chiddush. You know what the nafkamina is? If the eid responds, ein yodeh. If it's me'ikar ha'edus, ein yodeh is illegitimate. Your edus is incomplete. If you're going to tell me that no, the Eidus is absolutely complete, it's just that a mitzvah mutelas ala bezdin to try to interrogate, to try to push. And what happens if bottom line I say eini yodea? Who says that that's not Eidus? The Eidus is absolutely complete. He thinks whether me'ikar ha'Eidus, whether it's a mitzvah mutelas al bezdin, is exactly this issue as to whether eini yodea is legitimate or whether it's illegitimate. Good. Well, what's the halacha if you say eini yodea? So, as we just learned, Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph, there's a difference between drishos and chakiros as opposed to bedikos. What does that mean? The Beis Halevi presumes, like we said in the Shita Sarambam, without all the Ramakomos, the Raposho. That means eini yodea is illegitimate in drisha v'chakira, but it is legitimate when it comes to bedikos. You know why? Because drisha v'chakira is meikar ha'edus. You can't say eini yodea, your edus is incomplete. That's not true of bedikos. The eid doesn't remember what color socks the perpetrator was wearing. The eidus is incomplete. Bedikos are achovas ha'bezdin. Drisha v'chakira is ikar ha'edus. And that's exactly why eini yodea is illegitimate when it comes to drisha v'chakira, but now when it comes to bedikos. Pretty good, no? So now, you know what the Gemara asks? How in the world do you know such a thing? No, mehecha teisin. Mich de'i divide daraisa. Drishos are daraisa, bedikos are daraisa. And all of a sudden, I love this. One is mikar ha'edus, one is michovas bez, mehecha teisin. Could there be different psukim? But how do you know to classify drishos v'chakiros as A, ikar edus, and bedikos as B? So you know what the Gemara answers? You see this is true from the halacha of Eidus Shatei Yochel Ha'azina. That's the teretz of the Gemara. That's how the Beis Halevi understands. Eidus Shatei Yochel Ha'azina demonstrates that Zman and Makom is not peripheral. Without Zman and Makom, it's not called Eidus. That's Eidus Shatei Yochel Ha'azina. So you see from that Zman and Makom is Gufo Shel Eidus. Mashenki, when it comes to bedikos, that's so essential that the Eidus is incomplete without. What do you mean? Even if the person doesn't remember what type of socks he was wearing, it's still Nitan HaKasha, it's Nitan HaHazama. Why should you argue that that is a chisan in Gufo Shel Eidus? No? Beautiful, no? That's what the Beis Halevi understands, the Shak of the Tari of the Gemara. What does the Beis Halevi gain by doing so? When the Gemara invoked Eidus Shatei Yochel Ha'azina, what was the Gemara trying to do? The Gemara was not arguing that the only need for drisha v'chakira is Eidus Shatei Yochel Ha'azina. That one can argue, as another Bihida does, pretty unbelievably, that if you can come up with a case where there's no requirement of Eidus Shatei Yochel Ha'azina, you don't need drisha v'chakira. Beis Halevi says that's absolutely not true. The Gemara was not telling you that the only basis of drisha v'chakira is a function of Eidus Shatei Yochel Ha'azina. Not true. How do you know you need drisha v'chakira? A pasuk. V'darashta v'chakarta. The Gemara was dealing with the following lamedus. How do you know to interpret this pasuk as drisha v'chakira is mikufo shel Eidus as opposed to mitzvah matalas abezdin? So the Gemara answers, the halach of Eidus Shatei Yochel Ha'azina is an indicator that this is essential. You can't have Eidus without it. That's not just simply an extraneous, extrinsic chiyuv hamutal bezdin. This is Eidus. The Gemara was not linking the two halachas. The Gemara was just demonstrating that you see from the din d'oraisa of Ha'azama that Zman in Makom is essential. But even if you will come up with a case that for whatever reason you don't need Hazama, but still you need drisha v'chakira, v'darashta v'chakarta is categorical. The Gemara did not mean to limit the need of drisha v'chakira only to cases where you have Hazama. The Gemara was just indicating that Hazama dictates as a similar davar, as an indicator that this is just not a mitzvah motel asal bezdin. Hashemki, when it comes to bedikos, everything's complete. So when the Torah tells us, no, the Dayanim have to push and make sure that everything is emes and achon, and therefore they can even raise issues that are not fully relevant. That is the Mishpatei HaDayanim. No? Beis Halevi writes, Ahol Chakira. He thinks, Sposhub Shat, the Shak of the Tariya, the Gemara. He said, Hem Daf Mel Alach Mabeis. And the Maskana Sah Gemara is that obviously, Jerisha Vachakira is considered to be Megufo Shal Eidus. You have all the Marmakomos and the Rambam to indicate beautifully that this is true La Halacha, right, in so many different ways. This is the beginning. Right? This is all we'll do right now for Mishperech Yilachem in terms of Jerisha Vachakir. We'll have to see, right, the Tosas and later about differences between Dina Mamanos, Dina Fashos, what can be linked, what can't be linked. The next thing we'll speak about, this will be a little bit of Chazara from what we discussed a bit last year, is the Gemara has one line that equates cases of Zelos and Chavalos. Now, the Gemara says that, look, that, you know, we have psukim that tell us you need three mumchim, right? And that applies to Zelos as well as Chavalos. Now, how do you know to make that link? If the pasuk is talking about a case of, right, mamon, to assume who had the nami that applies to cases of Chavala when it comes to bodily injury, and what does the Gemara simply answer? What do you mean? Mali chava b'gufo. Mali chava b'mamona. Why should you distinguish? If it applies to case A, it applies to case B. Good, so tomorrow we'll go through this line. Now, are these two chiyuvim identical? Now, the chiyuv of tashlumei mamon and the chiyuv of dmei chavala nizke gufo. Right? All our Gemara says is that, look, that if you need mumchim for mamon, you're going to need it for chavala. But to what extent is dmei chavala and dmei hezek a single halacha, or two separate mumchim? Okay, so we'll pick up.